So in this teaching, Sangharakshita says, the bodhisattva, quite unpurposefully, rearranges the whole universe and turns it into a gigantic mandala. So what he's saying here is that the approach of this being intent upon alleviating suffering for all beings actually does it by just rearranging everything into this beautiful aesthetic mandala. So what is a mandala, you might be asking? Well, a mandala is technically a kind of geometric structure, which you find, interestingly, in many, many cultures. Jung talks a lot about mandalas. I don't know if any of you have read much Carl Jung. He talks about how many of his patients who are going through perhaps very large experiences in life, in which they're integrating different aspects of themselves, will dream of mandalas. Even if they've never heard the term and they've never come across them, they'll dream of these geometric shapes. I'm going to read you from the book, actually, a lovely definition of a mandala. What is a mandala? Putting aside the more conventional descriptions, here's a short definition by a Tibetan teacher. To make a mandala is to take any prominent aspect of reality and surround it with beauty. So it's a very simple description. To take any prominent aspect of reality and surround it with beauty. Why you would select one particular aspect of reality over another will be a matter not of attraction as a form of craving, but a spiritual affinity. So what you sometimes see in mandalas is whatever's in the centre is what gives shape to everything else. So there's a very famous mandala that you might well have come across or will come across, which is of five Buddha figures. And there's a particular Buddha in the centre, and then there's other Buddha figures of different colours at the different cardinal points of the compass. So there's one in the north, one in the south, one in the east, and one in the west. The one in the centre is awakening, enlightening. It's the enlightened mind. But that enlightened mind is divided into different aspects. And those aspects give beauty and shape and form. It's not just a thing in Buddhism, as I say. You actually get it in all sorts of other mythologies. I don't know if any of you have come across Joseph Campbell's teaching. Well, he did a whole series of things where he looks at different mythologies from different peoples, as it were, around the world. And he finds motifs that you find in common. Fascinating, actually. And one of the motifs that you find across many, many cultures is this idea of a mandala, where you have something in the centre and then other things arranged around it, often in geometrical kind of shape. But what this teaching is saying is that our whole life can be like that. It's like an attitude to life of taking what's really important to us, putting that at the centre of our life, and then everything else in our life will be beautifully rearranged. It sounds very easy, doesn't it? I mean, I think it sometimes takes a bit more work than that to end up with something that's harmonious and beautiful and in which there's no conflict. So it's a kind of model of the way that we might approach our life.